I want to finish up today the discussion about the Bisar Oaf in Sif Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch says Bisar Chayav Oaf, Afilu Chal Torah, is Mutter B'Mishva Anah, meaning there's no issue to eat a Daraisa, Laf Mechila, in Osul Adarbanan. And that's what we all, I mentioned yesterday, we all grow up assuming that chicken is only Osul Adarbanan. We know that, it's not the same as regular meat, but it is Osul Adarbanan. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But as we saw yesterday, there's another sheet in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Galili disagrees and says, no, chicken, poultry is not considered meat at all. It's completely mutter. Not only it's not also daraisa, it's not even also darban. It's completely mutter. And indeed, we're told that in the town, in the area where the Yosef Galili was the Moradasa, they talking at one time used to eat poultry together with chalav. Those are the two shitas that are mafurish in the Mishnah. Then we introduce the possibility, Tosus introduces, and the Rosh and others introduce the possibility of what I like to call yesterday the phantom shita, that it's not specified in the Mishnah, but there's another shita, it seems to be, that holds Bisar Oaf is also daraisa. So really, you have all three opinions. You have Oaf is also daraisa, like regular meat, and it's part of what's included on the Gedi. It's just a Gedi as an example, but there are many others. Then you have Rabbi Kiva says Ostarban, and Yosef Galili says Mutter completely. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, as we just said, that Apachila and also Darbanan. The Shulchan Aruch and Arsimon Pesachim says that it's only also Darbanan. But the Shach notes that the word poskim would disagree. The Shach has gotten Dalit that we finished with last time at 25. The Shach says that it's not true, according to everybody. Quotes the Marshal and the Bach. We're not exactly slouches. Very important poskim. The Marshal often is very original. The Marshal disagrees. Marshal, Bach, Tolo, Atzmadir, Marai, Bargo, Shari, Durve. And it says here, Kashul, how come I got a toast? We'll see it inside. But the Chach Poskud, the Bsar Chayav, Bechav, the Raisa. So we, even though we're not used to thinking that way, again, we know the end of the story before starting, but that's because we know it. But you see the Poskud, the Marashal, and the Bach disagree. The Shach dismisses that. The Shach said it's not correct. And even the Marshal, the Bach, the original sources, they don't say that you have to. Koshel or Hakel, you know, it's a good thing to be Machmir and so on. But anyway, those are the Shitas. But if we look further, like look at today, just a little bit, there are certain sugyas in the Gemara which really are mashma that way. It's not such a far-fetched, wild idea as you might have thought. First of all, you look in the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak called Kol HaBasar. The Mishnah begins with the words Kol HaBasar. That's on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says in 26, Kol HaBasar, Asur Levasher B'Chol. There's an issur bishlam, all meat with milk, right? Chutz Mibsar Dogim B'Chagam, except for fish. Chagavim are like locusts, insects, and so on, which we tend not to eat anyway. Well, I say we are Ashkenazim, actually, the Sfardim will eat certain types of insects, grasshoppers, you know, locusts or grasshoppers. My brother-in-law, as I mentioned, told me that, although there's one of the manufacturers at Chelis, and he had maso matan years ago with the kafach. Of kafach, I told you, sorry, or kafach. Oh, yeah. Yes, or kafach wrote, or kafach was a Temani Talmud Chacham. A big Talmud Chacham who was very, very productive. He put out, he spoke Arabic, grew up speaking Arabic, so he translated or retranslated many of the Rambam's works from the, The regular Mosar Cook mission with the Parish of Rambam is a Kafak translation. He translated other things also. He translated and retranslated. It's interesting, and he put out an annotated edition of the Rambam also. The Rambam didn't have to be translated. The Mishnah Torah was originally written in Hebrew. He didn't have to translate it. But he has, based on manuscripts and so on, a lot of interesting chiddush. It was a great Talmud Chacham. I was in Eretz Yisrael at some time. There was a shloshim or something. I happened to come to Eretz Yisrael, and so I went to a thing. One of the shul, the Rav Yosef spoke, and others. Anyway, so the great Talmud Chacham of Kafach. It's interesting that so he told my brother. He told him that when he was a kid growing up in Yemen, so when there was a locust plague, the Jews were very happy for two reasons. First of all, it ruined the crops of the Arabs because, the Arabs had to blame everything on the Jews. They couldn't blame this on the Jews. And number two, they had free snacks, which we find it repulsive. Rabbi Tendler Zichron Baruch had just passed away, so Rabbi Tendler, a group of guys in Eretz Yisrael, my brother was one of them, was attended what they could. Ever heard about this? The halachic dinner? They put together a dinner with all kinds of exotic foods that we don't normally, which are kosher. They gave out a whole booklet with my macomas explaining why this is kosher, and that pheasant and all kinds of other things. Rabbi Tendler was there. He told me he was there. They had a Yerushalayim. They did it a couple of times. I was never there. But Rabbi Tendler said that they had a lot of exotic, delicious food. And then they served the chocolate-covered locusts for dessert. And Rabbi Tendler said, that's where I draw the line. that he wouldn't eat. Ashkenazim don't eat anyway. I'm just saying it was interesting.
Is it just the Temanim who eat the
locusts? I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, we Ashkenazim tend to think the Sephardim are all the same, and they're not. You know, just like we're not all the same. I remember in Teaneck, there is a Sephardi shul. There's more of them. Now there's more than a Sephardi shul. I remember talking to a fellow there. Said, it took them a long time to get the group together to build a building. They have a beautiful building. But anyway, the guy said to me, Ashkenazim think everyone's the same. So you try to start a shul with two yekes, a Satmar Chassid, a Lubavitcher, a Wayu guy, and basically, I don't know, you know, a Kipasu Gaga. See how it works. You know, people get the same thing here. Just they're from Yemen, and they're from Syria, and they're from Morocco, and they're from Minhago. It's the same thing. Anyway, so the answer to the question, I don't know. But I bring it up over here because, you know, Kafach, the Eid Chagobin, but the Mishnah says, Kol HaBos are also Lubavitcher, Cholab, Chutz Mibsar Dog, and Mechagobin. It doesn't say Chutz Mibsar off. It says kol habosar. The simple reading before you know anything, kol habosar. Same thing. But also lahalos in a green ala shulchan. We just talking about that. That's the latest sun, right? Now you're allowed to put on the same table meat and cheese on the same table. You're going to put on the same table. Chutz again besar dog mechagavim. That they're not included. So according to this mission, what's excluded from the term bosar? Only dog mechagavim. Right, that's it. And not oaf. So it's not so wild to come up with the idea that oaf is included under bosser for this purpose. And the last thing in the mission says, I know them in a bosser. Someone takes a net and not to eat meat, but he's allowed to eat fish. He's allowed to eat chagam locus. So Rashi explains, call a bosser also the afagav, the okay, and look what Rashi says. Interesting, he says Afal Gav Domar in Source 27. Afal Gav Domar Achmana Gedi. Who Adin Lechayev Veof? Veof. Okay. Does Rashi agree with this existence of this phantom Shita? I don't know. It could be. Okay, it could be. He's introducing that Shita. Who Adin Lechayev Veof? That it's also to cook with milk. Meaning it's the Raisa. Now that he mentions umiflik pli, well, come on, the later mission. That's what we saw in Kuf Yud Gimel. Ikalaman the mar deraisa, ikalaman the mar derabon. Okay, but is he talking about oath there too? If that sounds like he is, in which case he's agreeing that there is those who hold the bsar oath is also in deraisa. So again, Rashi doesn't think that's what he paskin. I'm not saying that Rashi is the source of the Marshal and the Bach. He's not, but does he acknowledge the existence of another sheep? It seems to be. And of course, also halos next to Rashi, dim also chinukia dadi. You know, you might eat them together; they'll touch, and so on and so forth. Okay, even though afagav shemutu lechol boser achagmin, right? You can eat meat after cheese; you don't have to wait, except for certain hard cheese and so on. Okay, and hanod dim in a boser. What about that's on kuf dalam and aleph? The second part of the mishnah mentions that you take a neder not to eat meat, but it's mutter to eat chicken. And there, you can't really bring a riot because by the darm it always goes by. She says, "Call no day. Daiter ela achar loshem ne adam. Shukori shem adoberkach. Okay. Bashmin in the masid. Call mean bizar adam. Sorry. Call mean bosser. Kama. Call mean bosser. Adam kari of bosser. Chutz bizar dog mechagam. All types of meat are called meat except for a fish and locust. It's still the case I think even today. Okay. Now you look in the Rashba and the Chiddushim on that daf." In the Kuf Gimel Beis 29, Rashba writes, "Kol Abasa Also Lavash B'Chalav." Now, Rashba is a bit bothered. Why doesn't say in the Barachila? Right, the mission begins, "Kol Abasa Also Lavash B'Chalav." But the Rashba says not to get excited about that. Lishna Dekronokat. I mean, the mission is basing itself on the pasuk. To say, "Los Lavash B'Chalav." But Also Lavash, but Also Lechol. It means you can cook and or kol habosar also levash b'chol also aser lechol b'chol. Why the mission doesn't say lechol? Yeah, the Rashba says because the mission is using the language of the pasuk says also levash. But again, included obviously is achila and sounds like on a deraisa level you can't eat meat even chicken with milk. Okay, the Ritva there in Kuf Gimel Beis 30 on that Mishnah, right? So Hocha Dina Gufi Tzach Lashmin, the Basu Chalav Bishul Ba'alma Asa Filo En Ocha V'Menu. There's a different reason why it says Bishul, because telling you here that Bishul is also even if you don't end up eating from it, they're still independent. They say, okay, fine. And Hochi Tani Chalav Basu Asa and so on, etc. It includes eating. Okay, anyway, that's a side point. Now, the Gemara on this Mishnah, a little bit later on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph in Torah 31, sounds like Ha'of Asa Midaraisa. The simple diak of the Gemara is that Of is also, from the Mishnah, is Of Asa Midaraisa. The Gemara says it, right? So then it says, the Lo Kar Bekiva, it's not like a Bekiva. The Ira Bekiva, Omar Chayva Of, Enam in the Torah. Okay, so we said this Mandom is not like a Bekiva. But this, again, the simple reading of the Gemara is that this Mishnah is against a Bekiva. All right, and therefore there is certainly, that's why Tosfos says, that's what Rishon says, there is certainly would seem to be this third Shita. Okay, the Psar Of is also the Ra'araisa, and that's the Stam Mishnah, so to speak. In Kol HaBosar, also the Vashem Bechol, also the Vashem, as Rishon saying, also the Vashem, also the Lechol. Okay, again, it's not like a Bekiva, but there is such a Shita. Now, the Gemara concludes, not necessarily. Okay, that's why Tosis, that's why it's only a phantom sheet. Rav Ashi Omar at the end of that Gemara, cool or Rabbi Akiva? No, even Rabbi Akiva agrees with this mission. What do I mean? It says, Kala Basar also Lavasha B'cholam. And presumably talking to Raisa. So how could that stim, how could that work with Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara says, no, Kala Basar also Lavasha B'cholam. Mehen, sometimes it's Midibre Torah, Mehen, Midibre Sofrim. No, that's how he reads the Mishnah. Yeah, halacha lemaisa, you're not allowed to cook or eat any meat with milk. Sometimes daraisa, sometimes darabanan. Animal meat will be daraisa, and the chicken and poultry will be darabanan. As opposed to chutz mipsar domachom she'enam lo midibrei Torah lo midibrei Sofrim. That's the Gemara. As opposed to fish and then locust, so that's neither daraisa nor darabanan. In other words, Rav Ashi can get out of it. I mean, I'm not a Kiva can, so to speak, get out of it, right? So we thought at first that the Mishnah is talking to Daraisa. So, and therefore it's against a Bekiva. As Rashi explains, no, the Gemara concludes that even a Bekiva could be in agreement with the Mandoma of this Mishnah. The Tanakhama of this Mishnah is called Abosa Osir. All meat is also with milk. And all meat means, yeah, sometimes the Minatorah, Rashi says in 32, Yeshman Minatorah, which is Bsar Behema. Yeshman Minatorah is Chayva of, okay. Yeah, so it's interesting because Tosfos wonders on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, why did the Gemara make the diuk only with regards to Of? The Gemara says, Kol HaBosar, Osar, except for fish and locusts, Ha'of, Osar, Doraisa, right? So Tosfos wonders, Dilmaso, Ha'of, Osar, Doraisa, Hochinami, Habimatsim, Kan Chaya. Okay, they could have said the same diuk with regards to Chaya. Why did the Gemara say the same diuk with regards to Chaya? The near the hot south of that is the rice is from the son of Hasef of the Gzor Ha'ala Ato Achila, because the Dikum Yosef is all. But ain't long of a Dik, the kind of color bosser. The Mashman should call bosser Shove Zek is that. Sarok Sabahima, the Hano de Mena Bosser ain't color bosser Shove. The Filo Bekiba mode, the Lo Mitzar Bibsar Oak with the rice. Tosis points out when it comes to the Dorem, if you take a neder on not to eat meat, it means regular meat and not poultry on a Doraisa level. Even a Bekiva agrees to that. Okay. I'm sorry. It means all meat, including Sarov, and it's Doraisa. Again, even a Bekiva who says that chicken is not included with meat with regards to Basu Cholov will agree. I feel a Bekiva Modeh. Let's start again. One second. Do I know them in a Basar? Ain't called a Basar. I feel a Bekiva Modeh, the Lomitsa of Sarov me Doraisa. Okay. Yeah, even a Bekiva admits this. It's not all the same. And therefore, the diak is from the end of the Gemara. So it says they can't put it on the same table, not from the words kol habosa. Okay, one second. Yes, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I know the habosa ain't kol habosa. I feel a kibah mode. The low mitzvah b'sar op midaraisa. Why say I feel a kibah mode? The kibah says b'sar op is not deraisa here either. One second. The feel a kibah mode. The low mitzvah is our hope, the rice. With regards to the Dharam. What do you mean, Afila Rekiva? Rekiva says not us and the rice are hope either. See, Tosus, what does it mean? Rekiva says you don't get Malkus. So if you take an edit, not to eat Basar, it does not include Sarov. Yeah, I see. The Tosus is saying that that's because he's just trying to show you that the term basar, the diuk is not from the words kol habasar. Okay? It's not from the words kol habasar. Okay, because everybody agrees that kol ha-basar doesn't have to mean red meat. Okay.
What do we do with the pasuk "Vehavasar adem ben shnehem kamei karis"?
Yeah, which is birds. Yeah, that's a good question. Especially, I mean, we'll have to wait, especially since we learned that's one of the karis to wait after eating fleishig.
Sorry.
That's one of the karis to wait after eating fleishig before eating milchigs. That anything that's stuck in your teeth is still called basar. We'll come to that. That's one of the makaras. What do you mean? If I eat at a certain point what's in my teeth, I think the dentist called that plaque. It becomes plaque. It's not meat anymore. Okay, so why do I have to wait after eating fleishig before eating milchigs? So one of the Gemara quotes is pasuk. The pasuk by the slav says that basar dena bein shineim, even with filled teeth, you see the Torah still calls it basar. Okay, it's only poultry. Okay, that's a good question. But for that purpose, they looked at the same. The joke is that in this week's Sedra, Parsha Lech Lecha by the Bris Ben Absarim, right, it says, Ratzipor lo bosar, right? So that's a riot. The poultry is not really considered meat. Of course, bosar there is with a suff, and it's a verb. You cut up all the animals, the Bris Ben Absarim, between the parts, right? So if it's Ratzipor lo bosar, so, oh, we have a riot that poultry is not considered to be bosar. Okay.
No, that only works in modern Hebrew where they replace the word eino with one.
Yeah, well, on the other hand, but the modern Hebrew will be batar, right? The Ashkenazic pronunciation. We say when we say tipa labasa, you know. Oh, so you know. I remember a lot of mix-ups through that type of thing. When I was on yeshiva, they were talking about a shuas heses. It was a type of shua, you know, that you can person whatever can be imposed upon a person and so on. So, but they said shuat heset. So hesed by tumah means moving to with a test. It's a totally different word. And the guy was trying to figure out what's the connection. There's no connection. It's a totally different word. You know, it's a hesed. Anyway, when my children were little, so they went to a school that speak in Ashkenazis, and other neighborhood schools speak in Sardit, you know. So their kids were talking, and they said, one kid said, oh, we don't have a s sound on the top. It's a t sound. So the kid said, how do you have tzitzis? Okay, they don't call it called tzitzit. Anyway, how do you have tzitzit? All right. Getting back to this. So the language of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel, that tells us pointing to, in the language of the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel, Hamal as a oaf, imag bin al shulchan, ain't a over below saseh. Okay, that in a certain sense is the raya. Okay, that's why they didn't mention chaya, because the Diak, so to speak, is from the Tosfos calls that the Sefer. It's the end of the same mission. It's later on in our pagination. On Kuf Yud Gimel, it says, take a look. Hamala sa of ima gvina la shulchan ena over below saseh. Okay? And Rashi says over there, we mean ena over below saseh. He gufa lo, it's the halal of the rice. Well, of course you're not buying below saseh. Putting something on a table is no, never says in the term, you're not to put something on a table. Okay, that's the diak. Okay, in other words, that's the diak. The diak is that, if you know, there's no daraisa put on the table, but if you eat of b'cholov, then over lafuka the rekiva dama prat lofos. And it's from this Mishnah, it's mashma that there is this other shita. Okay, that's what tells us. So we really have a two Mishnayas. Right, the way we learn the kolabosi, you can certainly say kolabosi is an expansive word. Okay, the Gemara got out of it and saying, no, Rabbi Kiva would agree. Kolabosi, sometimes the rice, sometimes the butter. That's the pashtus of Mishnah. And this Mishnah later on, the Tosfos also, it's a hamala, it's open, vina, shulchan, ain't a overlosa. I said, no kidding. What is there that it puts them on the table? So, no, to tell you that, to be medayik, that to eat it is a problem. So, again, to get to it, this Mishnah also is mashma that there is this third opinion, with the Marshal Paskin's like. Okay, the Gemara says ha'ochlo overlosas shmamin up sarav chal deraisa. So again, the Gemara answers no, you can get out of it. Right, the Gemara has this is both on Kuf Yud Gimel also the diak from that Mishnah. Same way it had a diak from the first Mishnah. Ha'ochlo overlosas shmamin up sarav chal deraisa. But no, ema hamale so I'm going to show an eno bali de losa. Said to play with the words, it doesn't mean it's not a losa. If it's not a losa, it won't even lead you to a losa. Said because even if you put it on the table, it's always you can't put it on the table. You may come to eat it, but if it's when it comes to chicken on the table, it won't even lead you to a losa. Said that's what I mean. Even if you will eat it, it won't become a losa. Said I feel if you end up eating it, it's not a love. It's only this adorbanim. Right, that's what Rashi says. Klomar ain lachos shem yochanan v'yavar alav dinam yochel alav. You don't have to worry so much that I may come to eat it, because if he does eat it, what? It's not alos, I said. All right, again, the Gemara gets out of it. But you see, it's not so wild that those are terutzim, you know, to make it work according to Bekiva. But it's not so wild to say the other way. So indeed, the Yam Shel Shlomo, that's the Marshal, in 38, I printed 30, Yam Shel Shlomo in Chulin, here, in this parak. Parak Chai is Oskuf. Din Misar Chai, Din the Basar Chai V'Of B'Chol Av D'Oraisa. He says D'Oraisa. V'Yarnu the Basar Ol, B'Chol Av Asar, B'Ein B'Bishol, B'Ein B'Chil, B'Asar V'Hanah. Okay, in the Torah, it's only a derech bishul and so on with Rabbanan. So you ain't derech bishul and so on and so forth. You're soaking it, malicha, so Rabbanan, all those things. Okay, and he says, we'll be honored. The Yisrael was called lo shom achalim ima lo shom achalim achar. It's fine. All the things about milk that we discussed. But when we're talking about the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Gimel, hamala self and green and so on, al shulchan ain't over below us. If you put chicken on the table with milk, you don't violate lo shom. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Ha'ochel over below us. Shvam and Rabbis Hopechel deraisa. Right, Ema Hamala Sugan Al Shul and Abalik Delos. I said, listen to the words of the Marshal. But after the Gemara, okay, even though the Gemara rejected that diuk, so to speak, because you don't have to learn it that way, okay. Kimishum the particular Pirkin boy look by Kula Masis in the Kabikiva. Even though the Gemara here was doche that diuk, don't say, you know, the diuk was. You're not allowed to put cheese on a table. I'm sorry, put chicken on a table with dairy. That is okay. You're not, you know, that we would, by putting chicken on a table with meat with dairy, you'll not violate a losas. Implication, that's if you put on a table, you won't. But if you eat it, you will. So Gemara rejected. The Gemara said, no, he won't even come to a losas. But the Marshal writes, even though Gemara was doka that, you want to doka, I'll answer hechrich. No, you don't have to say like that, okay? And maybe it's not, they were just making that shtimul and bekiva, but who says that that's the final decision? And he says, Aval halacha de b'sar chayev of b'chalot oraisa. He says, la halacha, like, exactly like the Shach Korba, as the Mashal says, halacha de b'sar chayev of b'chalot oraisa. Okay? And he says, v'nachso mishnah, b'sar behem etor b'chalot behem etor aso v'ash aso v'na, b'sar behem etor b'chalot behem etmeh, all the mishnah and so on and so forth, we had. Rebbe Kiva, omer chayev of enem etor, shenem ralo sashim, et cetera, et cetera. He spells out the whole mishnah. Okay? And that's the sheet of Rebbe Kiva. But he concludes, listen to the words of Marshal. V'ein halacha k'Rebbe Kiva, v'lo k'Rebbe Yosef Glili. The halacha, so he certainly believes in this other sheet. And he says, now he believes the other sheet. We pass him like the other sheet. The halacha is not like a Makiva, not like a Mesir Glili, but the halacha is the Psar Oaf is the Rabbana. Okay? I'm sorry, is the Raisa. Is the Raisa. Okay? If you look in the Hagos Habach, that's on the page, the Hagos Habach on the Rosh, and sometimes in the bottom of the Rosh, you have a comment from the Bach. So this is in Parakhes Simon Nun Aleph Oz Gimel. He quotes the sheet of Tosa that we had earlier, this third sheet. Okay? And, you know, and that's what the Bach is passing like. The Bach in our Siman, Pei Zion here, Subayz, okay, Dibu Masu Masha Kosam Muta Bibishu Hanon, quotes this Tosis. And he says, the Dafka Rebbe Kiva hu de Omer Chayva of Eina Min HaTorah. It's only Rebbe Kiva says not Min HaTorah. And he has that Drosha and so on, whatever his Drosha is. Lefizem Mashmad Alach Garbonan, the Ein Lach Rebbe Kiva Chavei Rav. Like we said yesterday, right? The Rosh brought that up with the Riff. Right, halacha kavikim mechaveru, but only chaveru. And the assumption here is not this one lone sheet that I found in the Mechilta. Well, who was it, Rabbi Yoshua? You know, there's actually taka. It's numerous people. Okay, now he says v'afal gav da'ashiri, then the Rush. So you know, we have the Hagos on the Rush called the Hagos Ashiri, but sometimes the Rush is referred to as Ashiri. You know, so he says v'afal gav da'ashiri kasab. Even he quotes the Riff. Who quoted only the sheet of Bekiva, okay? The Bach acknowledges that we saw that yesterday, right? That was that. Back in the sources in number, I don't see that, but the Rush quoted 13, okay? Number 13, the Rush Parak Chesim and Anav quoted the Riff. He quoted the Riff. But he said, okay, but we call Malcolm, like we said earlier, the Shach quotes this, Kosha Dovel Haka Kenega Dasatosis. It's Kosha. And he says, Bekach Nogin, the Ein Mechalkin, Beim Saro Fachaila Behema, Vedin Sarchila, Vikain Lefizanir, the Ein Lechalab Behem Gamalini, and Bissavano. There's a big Nafkamina here. Okay, because again, at the end of the day, everybody's going to agree that you can't eat it, whether d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. You can't eat chicken with milk. Nafkamina will be what? Can you cook it? Can you have an off from it? Okay, that's a big nafkamina. Let's talk about the serving it to a non-Jew, whatever. Okay, other type of hanor, delivering it. He says it's a chicken with dairy, so that'll be a big nafkamina. Because again, you hear what I'm saying? At the end of the day, whoever we pass him, like, you can't eat. We're from Jews. We don't do Darbanan Z. We don't find a Darbanan Z either. But okay, so everyone's going to agree at the end of the day, all the posts are going to agree that you can't eat chicken with milk. Fine. But the question is, can you get Hanor from it? Can you mevashal it? The Kota Marshal and the Baruch Bachi says, no, you can't. There's no chilik. Okay, it's the same thing. All right. So, So the. Okay. Now then he talks about a tamei. All right. Anyway, the Beis Yosef here in our Sun Pei Zion 40. It's always Beis and Gimel. They have a different way of presenting it now. He says not this way. He says the way we normally tend to learn. He quotes the Mishnah. He says, "Bizarre of bechalav pashat sham b'mishnah to the chula alma mutum in a Torah." Okay, and that's one thing he says. Everyone seems to agree it's mutum in a Torah. Who's everyone? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Galili. They both agree that it's mutum in a Torah. Okay, Rabbi Akiva says it's also rabbanan, and Rabbi Yosef Galili says not also at all. They all agree that it's mutum in a Torah. Chula alma mutum in a Torah. Okay, and then bizarre chaya. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yosef Galili. Okay, and we pass like we keep it. The chayav is in the Torah, and the king cause of a rush to das harif. The king posting a rabbi, and then we saw the king posting a rashbo. All right, and so on. Of course, only the rabbanon. And therefore, he says shelo osum chacham ela bachilo. Once you hold it's the raisa, it's the rabbanon around it, so it's only achila of a lo b'bishav anon. All right, so that's the Beis Yosef. Okay, now we come, however, to finish up this topic. We come to a very interesting stira in the Rambam. Stira in the Rambam. The Beis Yosef just quoted that the Rambam in Perek Tes, Milchus Machalos Asuras Halacha Dalad, says, Psar Of is Rabbanan, also Psar Chaya. Right? I'll read it again. That was back in source number 20. I'll read it again, source 20. You have the pages you want to look at it. Again, it's Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet. Well, look at Gimel Dalet together. He says, Ain Osim in a Torah, El Absar Behematar, Bechola Behematar, Shemar Osach Mukhemo, and Gedi, who call of Lara Shor, Lara Seb, Lara A's, and so on. Good. Okay. Halacha Dalet. Bechain, Besar Chaya, Beof, Bain Bechola Chaya, Bain Bechola Behema, Aino Osir Bechila Min HaTorah. Period. And someone mislead people. Like the Leif Shram saw the Rambam yesterday. So quote that Rambam. Perek Tes Halacha Beis. The Rambam. Perek Tes Halacha Dalet. Rambam is clear that Psar Of and Psar Chaya is midrabanan. Only us midrabanan. Okay. Now take a look at 40. The Rambam 41. The Rambam Hilchos Mamrin. Perek Beis Halacha Tes. What does that have to do with Hilchos Mamrim? The topic there is the sugya of Baltosif. Okay, you're not allowed to add on to things for the Torah. We have two psukim in the Chumash, one in Parshas Vaschanim, one in Parshas Re'eh, where the Torah says, in one place it says, lo so sifu, one place it's lo so safe. You're not allowed to add on. Baltosif. Baal here, by the way, I've seen it spelled wrong so many times. Beis Lamed, not Baal. Nothing to do with Baal. It's Baltosif. Baal, don't. Don't add it. Baltosif. This is Baltosif. Okay? So, very good. So now let's add on to the mitzvah of the Torah. Actually, I'll digress in just a moment. We think about it, there are really two different types of baltosif. Okay, there's one baltosif where you tamper with the inner workings of a mitzvah. Okay, the classic example, my tefillin, instead of four parshas, I put in five parshas. Right? That's how I decide I want to have a tefillin. So we're going to put in the four parshas of the Torah, the halacha specified. But I also want my bar mitzvah said in there. Okay, or I want the asar said dibur said. So I'm going to put in the brichas kanan, whatever, you know. So that's baltosif. Or if on the sukkahs, I take a lulav, an esrog, a das, and a rabbis, and a banana. Okay, so I take five things. Okay, that's baltosim. Or by Berchus Kohen, say three psukim, you know, the Yerach HaShem Yishmecha, Yerach HaShem Panam Elecha Mikunecha, Yisrael HaShem Panam Elecha 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 Yisrael to bless the people. And all I do that, that's baltosif. Yeah.
I heard that when they do Birkas Kohen, then afterwards you shouldn't
say Shekoach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I say Baruch. So it's a some saying they shouldn't say Shekoach to the Kohen because they'll Baruch to you. It's another Baruch. Most assume that it's only a problem when it's the Sis Kapayim. And when the Kohen are up there with their hands outstretched, what, the Kohen later on can't shake your hand, he can't wish you together. So, there's some of them like that. Okay, but the most assume, as far as I recall, that it's only a problem because the Sis Kapayim. While they're up there, some posts hold the Nesis Kapayim is Makiv by Birkas Kohanim. Okay, so if they're up there, then they say, come on, that's when I can. I think anyway, the Kohanim, I have a minute, neither your Kohanim, I guess, neither your Kohanim. Okay, some Kohanim have a minute that after they finish Duchanim, they say, we did our job, now you can do your job. And they quote the Pasuk Hashkifim on Kachal and Shamayim in the beginning of Kisavo. And that's after they come down off the duchan, off the platform, and they're not when it's his kapanim. But anyhow, so you're not allowed to add on. That's baltosif. That's one type of baltosif. There's another type of baltosif where I add on a new mitzvah altogether. I'm not tampering with any existing mitzvah. I add on a brand new mitzvah. Okay, and I say, okay, every Wednesday, 12 of the time, every Wednesday, 12, 20, I want us to stand in the head. Okay, so I make a new mitzvah. Okay, right now. Okay, I don't go stand in the head. If I assume that's a mitzvah, that's baltosif also. Okay, that's to adding to the mitzvahs. They're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs. In fact, some point out, that's why, I'm digressing, I think it's important to know, that's why Isser Baltosif, similar to Baltigra, but that's why Isser Baltosif appears in two places in the Torah, once in Eschana, once in Re. Why is it twice? Because it's covering two different types of Baltosif. That's interesting, because one time it says, Lo So Sifu, one time it says lo so safe. So some of Madaik even further that it even applies like this. Okay. I don't know how to arrive from the Rambam to that. He says, you know, in general, we have a rule that when something's written in a plural form, it's addressing every individual. Right? Svartim Lachem, remember the Drosha Shatesira Lcholechan Rechem. Remember? Svartim Lachem, Sirs Omer. Who has to count Sirs Omer? You and you and you and you. When you're talking to a group, if you say you, okay, it could be one person, it could be 50 people, it could be 1,000 people. Okay, so the Torah also, the Torah says, Svartem Lochem, you, the collective you, that means every one of you as an individual has an obligation to sphere. It says, by Lovin Asik also, Ste Lekicha, Lekachem Lochem. Lochem in the plural means every individual, all of you. I've given the example before that when you talk about a group, you could address the group. The group can be an individual and a plural. Okay, when I was once in England, and I heard on the radio a soccer game, and a guy scored a goal or whatever, so the announcer says, and the crowd are loving it. Crowd are loving it. We say in American English, the crowd is loving it. Right? The crowd is having a great time. That makes sense to say the crowd are. There are 50,000 people there. Right? They are. They're all, you know. Okay, so both are logical. Okay, so we have different dialects in English. But my point is that, you know, so the Vilna Gaon has this yisod somewhere else. Whenever the Torah says in the plural, it's applying to each individual. When the Torah says something in the singular, it's addressing the entity of Klal Yisrael and specifically the Beis Din who's in charge. So therefore, coming back to Sfira, so Masiris Omer, it says, Usvartem Lochem, who is to count Sfira? The mitzvah is incumbent on every Jew. But it says in the next section, Bahar, counting the Shemitah years to the Yovel, what does it say? The end of Sefarto Lecho, right? Lashon Yochid. Every Jew has to count the, no, who has to take care of it? Beza. That's a question where they actually have to verbalize the count. That's not my issue now. But they have to take care of it. Okay, because it says in the singular, Sefarto Lecho, not every Jew has to every year to count, to keep track of the years from the Shemitah to the Yovel and so on, but the Beza has to. So the same thing here. One time it says lo so sifu. So lo so sifu, that's talking about adding what type of mitzvah, tampering within the mitzvah. I add, you're not allowed, I can't add another pasta brichas kohen. I can't take another min with the lulav. I can't put tzitzis on five corner of the garment or whatever. Okay, or five parshas and tzitzis in the tefillin. I mean, so that's an individual. But the other one, lo so safe. See, if I make a decree and that I say that everyone should stand ahead at 12:30 on Wednesdays, so that would not be Balto. That's dumb stupidity. Because who am I? But if Bezdin would make such a statement, that would be Baltosa, because they're telling all the Jews, right? That's their job. So therefore, that's the singular lo so safe. That's why it's in two places. Okay, I don't want to go into all the details of that now. It's striking because the Rambam brings it up here. Now, why am I bringing all this up? Because the Rambam here says, wait a second, it's Hilchos Mamre, right? The laws of Rabbanon and so on and so forth. So what about all the Din of Rabbanon? Why isn't that a problem of Baltosif? That's Rambam 1 this year. Perak Beis Hilchos Mamre Lachates. Ho v'yesh lebezdin ligzor the lesser davar hamutter, right? The Bezdin have the right to make it. They have a right, we know, as we discussed earlier. Halacha is there. Bezdin have the right to make a decree, and v'yamod isur l'doros, and it'll be binding for generations. Okay, they can tell you that something the Torah says is mutter. We're telling it's aser, mukta, whatever, and make whatever you want. Okay, the rabbanon have the right to say it's something which the Torah allows is taka aser, right? And also yeshon lahatir isur to l'vishah, they can also be matir a Torah iser, but that's only a special case for Rosh, but they can do it. Okay, Mahu Zesh is hero of Torah. Lo Sosef, Lo Sigamel. What happened to Lo Sosef? How could the Rabbanon? You're adding. There are loads of mitzvahs to Rabbanon. Loads of zeris. Okay, and it's why isn't that a violation of Bal Tosef? What's the million dollars? All the host of the great Torah. So it's striking that the Rambam here, by the way, quotes Lo Sosef in the singular. That was my riot. The Nitziv said it's right. I think the Nitziv mentions Lo Sosef. He said the Rambam quotes that pasuk. That sings that Lashon Yachid formulation, he's talking about the Bezdin. But the Nesiv, I think, doesn't point out that Hilchos by Brichas Kohen, Hilchos Tefillah, Brichas Kohen, when he says not to add a pasuk of Brichas Kohen, not to add another bracha, he quotes the other pasuk. So that proves that point. But anyway, but we're getting back to our topic now. It was just a digression. But getting back to our topic. So the Rambam wonders, what happened to those associates, right? So he says, an important point. He says, He says, what they can't do is they can't add something and claim that what? That's what the Torah means. It's the Raisa. That they can't do. So he says, because look what example he gives. That's why it's relevant here. Ketza. Okay, that happens to be the example of all things. That's why it's relevant to us today. Of all things, that's the example the Rambam picks here in Hilchos Mamre. It says, okay. Fine. It's not like a D, but the Isser of Basa Mechala, fine. Bain Bisar Behema, Bain Bisar Chayim. Avo Bisara Of Mutter Bechala Benatora. But Bisar Of is Mutter Bechala Benatora. That's what Rambam says. That's what we assume. Im Yavo Bezdin. Now, notice that what he said, Bain Bisar Behema, Bain Bisar Chaya. That's where the fun's going to start. Because in Hilchos Machalas Asuras, he included Bain Bisar Chaya with Bisar Of, Tzolent Rabbanan. Here, he includes Bisar Chaya with Bisar Behema, Tzolent Raisa. That's the steer in the Rambam. Before we get to the steer, though, he says, Im Yavo Bezdin, Biyater Bisar Chaya Bechala, if the Bezdin will now come and say, Bisar Chaya is taka butter with milk, that's Lo Sigra. Bim Yesor Bisar Ha'ov, Biomer Shu Bechlal Hagdi, Bu Asim and HaTorah, Hareza Mosin. If the Bezdin will say, no, we're passing that, the chicken is, the poultry is Asir Min HaTorah with milk, that's going to be Baltosin. Avol. If the Chachamim acknowledge that Bisar Of is Taka Mutum in the Torah, the Anu Nesar also, we're answering it. The Nodia La'am Shugzera, we're telling people it's Zera, Shalom and Adar Chova, that they won't come to, you know, people think, you know, all the things we mentioned, right? The Omru, they'll say like this. Well, wait a minute. Of Mutter Nation is Parish. My Of is Mutter, because it doesn't say in the Torah that's Osir. With milk, kacha chayim mutar sharem and sparshos chay also. Not only that, and someone else will come and say, "Well, wait a minute, maybe it's only gedi, right? From a goat, the a's." And someone else will say, "Even the a's is mutar with chalav from something else, a different speed, a different way, a cow or something with chalav pora." Okay, and so on. And everyone's gonna, you know, lefichach nesar kol bas v'chalav. Therefore, we're asking all bas v'chalav, including b'sar ol. Ein zeh mosif. So first of all, it's, I think, independent of what I want to bring out here to share, it's important to know. He's telling you that the klal of the Rabbanan making a gzera is that they're not, it's the gzera is in midaraisa, it's mutter. We're answering for reasons ABC, tells you the whole chadgadya, what's going to lead people. God, right? No pun intended. But he's telling you the whole chain of events that someone will say, well, Psaruf is mutter, so Psar Chaya is also mutter. Because Psar Chaya is also not mentioned in Pasuk. And another guy says, you know what? Cow is also not mentioned in Pasuk. Maybe it's only Gadi. Maybe it's only goat. And not only that, but a goat, it says Bechalevi Mo. So maybe with some other milk, right? That will lead people to mistakes. So therefore, we're going to make a blanket rule. Well, all meat, including Psaruf, is also mutter. But that's not Baltosik. That's Asusiyog Torah. If they'll claim that it's Doraisa, that's a different story. I once heard, I can't remember now, first I thought I saw it once in one of Rukuk's farm, but then I think I saw it somewhere else. Who mentions it, maybe both mention it, you know, that we find by the, you know, it's a strange thing by Neres Hanukkah, right? Neres Hanukkah. If you, the basic mitzvah is this, you want to be Mahadran, it's that. You want to be Mahadran, Minim Mahadran is something else. What kind of formulation? We don't usually have that in the formulation of a mitzvah, right? Don't say, well, we have a concept of hiddur mitzvah in general. Yeah, but don't say, well, this type of person should sit in this sukkah. You want to be there, so you have a bigger sukkah. Well, that, we have hiddur.
We have it by payah. For payah, you have 1/40.
Yeah, you have different amounts. That's different amounts you can give. By truma, you know, 1/40, 1/40, truma, no. That's true. Yeah. But it's not, it's, you know, it does tell you that the Torah gives, because there, to say you want to be general. Yeah, it's true. But here, it's the whole formulation of mitzvah. You know, if you want to be this thing, you blow that type of shit. Right? Mahadir, again, we have hiddur mitzvah, but it's not formulated that way. Okay, so some say we don't, because they have to want to formulate it differently than the Torah mitzvah. They should be clear that it's only darbanon. Right? It's a different formulation. The same thing by Purim. Same thing by Purim. If you live over here, you read the Megillah on this day. If you live over there, you read the Megillah another day. You live in a walled city, you read the Megillah on that day. What kind of formulation is that? We don't have that. Yom Tov, whatever the hell they are. Why were they Mesakin, you know, the Torahs, the Yontifs? It depends on where you live. You read the Megillah. But anyway, take that or leave it. But the bottom line is, the Rambam is pretty clear. But what's striking for us today is, and by the way, the Ravid, again, not our topic, the Ravid is bothered by this whole thing. He said he only talks about the Baal Tosef is when b'mitzvahs asek, you know, lulav utzil and tzitzis. Okay, he disregards another type of Baal Tosef. But anyway, what's striking for us is the Rambam's treatment of Bisar Chaya. Okay, because the Rambam here in Hilchos Mamre in Perek Beis clearly lumps Bisar Chaya with Bisar Behema as being also Doraisa, which was Taka the Shita Bisagluza, by the way, right? Okay, but that's how the Rambam sees the Paskin here. Psar Oaf, he's agreeing with the Bikiva. He's not saying, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that it's Mutter and completely. He said, no, they made a Xerifa, but they gave the reason behind the Xerifa, but that's not a problem about Tosu. You hear what I'm saying? That, you hear the problem, right? Because in Hilchos Machos Asuas, Paragdala Chotez, Rambam says clearly that Psar Chaya and Psar Oaf are both Midrabbanan. And here in Hilchos Mamre, he said, Psar Chaya, in Machas Asuras Perek Tes, he says Chaya and Ov on Darbon, and here he says Chaya is Doraisa. Okay, Beim Sar Behem, Beim Sar Chaya, Avo Sar Ov is different. That's the problem that all the Rambam Kelim try to grapple with on this Rambam. Here the steer, right? I mean, it's pretty open. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Mamre 42 Perek Beis Alaf Tes, Kesef Mishnah says Amashe Kosa Rabbeinu Po, the Piyashmu Lomdu Shizah Asuras Beim Sar Behem, Beim Sar Chaya, Kosha. Yimasha Kosa Perek Tes Mechavos Al Suris Arkasha Tzarchai Don Amidiri Sofrim. So the Kesef Mishnah says Yesh Lomar the Kushta the Milsa Kamar Shem Pasa Kabikiva. He said that what the Rambam in Hilchos Machos Al Suris Kesef Mishnah is right, and the Radvaz and the Mishnah all more or less say the same thing, which is I have to say is not fully intellectually satisfying, but they say that now in Hilchos Machos Al Suris the Rambam is paskening regarding Machos Al Suris. And so what he said there is what he meant in terms of the halacha of Achalas Asuras. Okay? Again, V'yeshom of the Hossam Kushta de Milsa. Kushta means the truth, which Araisuk showed to Yahuk showed by the Bichrein. Shom means truth. Right? So Kushta de Milsa Kamar, Shaposa Kerbekibim. Okay? Avol, however, he said he had followed. Mekom Mokom came to Chazim of Gemara. Remember that Gemara? We had yesterday. What was it again? had a Gemara in. The person went to, there was a, Gemara was in source 7. Yeah. Kuftez Anamalav, right? Levi Ikalabe Yosef, Levi Yosef Rishba. But Levi went to visit the house of Yosef, this bird trapper, right? Anyway, from that Gemara, so listen carefully, says the Bagamish, the Kesavish. He says, came to think of the Levi Ikalabe Yosef Rishba. Bahamar Asad Yodam Beser, Amir Lakama Darshu Yos Aglili, Beatu Kshimar Bezi Omar Besar Chaya Mutum in the Torah, and the Shaonu Neso, so Mesiog, Kvar Efshar Gorea, in Yeb Mokom Shanogim Kuriosa Aglili. He said that Gemara indicated that where Levi went to the house of this guy and he served him with a peacock or something in milk. Remember we had yesterday? So, and he didn't say anything. So Rebbe asked him, why don't you tell me? I thought I'd do that. Because I had a feeling that he, Paskin, it was a town of Yehuda Bumsera, and he followed the Shita Bil Saglili, that the chicken and milk was melted completely. Right? That's why. So he says, so the Kesemishna says, if somebody will say, in Bimakom Shino, meaning that there were places of follow Bios Aglili. That's the Kesem is pointing out. There were areas that Paskin like Bios Aglili, the chicken and milk was Dorais, is Dorabon. It's completely Mutter, right? So he says, in Ye Bimakom Shinogim Kios Aglili, Kelikach Moshe Dover, he said, if you'll go ahead and you say like Bios Aglili, okay, that the two extremes, chicken is completely Mutter, and Chaya is also Dorais. And you'll go ahead and you'll say, no, Chaya is Mutter Daraisa. And you'll say, chicken is also Daraisa. That'll be respectively Baltigra and Baltosef. Right? It's Baltigra by saying something which is, according to Yosef Glili, something which is also Daraisa, you're saying it's Mutter. So you're taking away from the Torah. You're saying Chaya, according to Yosef Glili, Chaya is also Daraisa, right? You'll come along and say that it's Mutter. Or it's Osdar Bon Ali, but you'll take away some of the Torah. That's Baltigra. If you'll go ahead and you'll say in the hometown, in the wherever, Yosef Gili is Maradasa, you'll say chicken is Osir, that's Baltosri, adding this into the Torah. So the Torah says it's Mutter. So says the Kesemisha, the Rambam wanted to bring, that's why, for the purpose of this illustration, this muscle that he's giving here in Chos Mamrim, he wanted to give an illustration where within the same Shita, you can violate both Baltigra and Baltosef by changing what was said. Okay, that's the point. Not that he's paskening this way. He wanted example. That's his lotion. K'dei likach moshel bedover the shayach be gorea the shayach be mosef. Nok opinion zeh. Okay, he gave an example even without paskening. How does the Rambam pasken? Like he said in Hilchos Machlokes Sfarim Komo. Here he's not talking about Machlokes. It happens to be, that's the example that he picked. And he wanted to pick an example where within the same world, within the same realm, you can be violated both Baltigra and Baltosef. That's why the Rambam picked that example. The Rambam wanted to give an example of something with his Baltigra. I mean, saying something that's actually also Doraisa is less than that, is either Dorbon or Mutter. And the same case with something which is Mutter Doraisa, you're saying it's also. Right, so that's why he picked that particular example. Again, maybe there were better examples. I don't know, but you hear the point, right? That's the Rambam's, that's the Kesemish's answer. But and he concludes by saying, "Lo choshash shenovo litos mikan leinyan adin." He wasn't worried that now we're going to be misled. In a place where these dinim are found, which is Macholas Asuris, the Rambam says explicitly that Bsar Chai is, we possibly have a keeper that Chai is not Minotaur. Bsar Chai is not Minotaur. Here, this is the suggestion of the Kesem Mishnah. I said it's not fully intellectually satisfying because we usually are trained to think the Rambam is a little more precise. But okay, that's what the Radvaz also, same thing, Perak Beis Al Chataz 43. Radvaz also writes, Abel Yesh Kushu Gadola, the Dibre Rabbeinu. He calls us, a Kushu Gadola. It's a big problem to steal it. Kushya really means a steer, not a question. You know, Akasha is really a steer. We use the word Kasha, means any kind of. Akasha is really a steer, right? Abul Yesh Kushya Gadola B'Divra Rabbeinu B'Didei Adidei. What he says here, he says over there. Shekosav Perak Tesmol Asur Zuchem B'Sar Chaya V'Olf Bein B'Cholav Chaya Bein B'Cholav Behem Ein Osm B'Cholav Min HaTorah V'Hochi Kosav B'Sar Chaya Min HaTorah. And not only that, the Rabbi is not only surprised at the Rambam for doing that, he's also surprised why the Rambam is not chapam on it. Okay, tomati al arrived, zalamalo hisigabizer. You know, why the Ravid is usually quick to jump on the Rambam? How come the Ravid also didn't pipe up here and say, what are you talking about? He said earlier the other way. Why the Ravid didn't say anything here either? Okay. So the Teres, the Bizar Chaya, have a Pluta Bekiba is Aglili. Ulgabe Hilchasa, Pasuka Bekiba. Hilchasa Kavas and Chaber. In terms of the Halacha and Hilchas Machos and Suras, he passes like a Bekiba. Okay, that the Bizar Of and Chaya as well is not Minatora. Aval Hamashal Shehebi, but the example that he gave here in Hilchas Mamrim, Shehelo Chosh Rabbi Yehuda, leave the Rabbi Yosef Glili. That was within Rabbi Yosef Glili, because, like the Kesem Mishnah said, Mishum Dali Bey, Moshe Vigorea, Bebosom of Bechol. You have Baltosim and Baltigra in the same case. Okay, according to Bekibi, wouldn't have that. According to Bekibi, Chai and Ophel the same. They're both, but Rabbi Yosef Glili is Mechalik. He says Chai is also the Raisa, and Ophel is Mutar completely with Milk, right? So therefore, you have Baltigra and Baltosim the same thing. So he says the same thing. Okay, Lafia Moshul Shach Tfei Shapir Rabbi Yosef Glili. His Moshul he's trying to bring out here works better. Rabbi Yosef Glili. All right. Okay, Lecha Mishnah. Also here in Parakpeh, up in 44. Masha Kosher Rabbeinu, same thing, to steer it. And he's called Cook the Kesem Mishnah is Lataritz Bedochet. He says Bedochet Dikateritz. It's a little forced. Okay. But anyway, but Lamaisa has no choice but to accept it. And he says, Shekan Rabbeinu Lo Kivin Lepsak Halacha El Lashum Moshul. Like a mishnah, and he says this weak answer, but you have to say it. You have to say that the Rambam is here just giving an example, but he's not trying to pass halacha on Isa. Okay, that's what comes out. Okay, what's interesting in Hilchos Machalos Asuras back by us in Parak Tes Halacha Gimel over there 45, the Lecha Mishnah there talks more about it. Okay, he says again, Yesh Bekan Kusher Gedol Chazoka Ad Meod. I mean, he thinks it's what we call a bomb kasha. He thinks again, Kusha Gedolah Ad Ma'on. He says Hilchos Mamrim one way, and which he writes Hare Mamish Hefech Masha Kosim. It says Hilchos Mamrim. He writes exactly opposite regarding Masar Chaya. That's a pretty big kasha. All right. So he says what's interesting is some suggest you have to know where to put periods and commas. Okay, we have. If you ever look in the a little bit in the Frankoram, but in Rav Kafach, Rav Kafach before, he used different manuscripts, and sometimes the halacha break, you know, within, let's say, Paraktas, halacha gimel, halacha dalet, is not always in the same place. You look in the Frankoram, sometimes in parentheses, that this is not part of the same halacha, it is part of the same, you ever notice that? Take a look, and Rav Kafach more than that. Okay, a lot of the different manuscripts, where is the, what you might call in English, the paragraph break within the Rambam? So he says the Lecha Mishnah here in 45 quotes, Shomati b'shem Rav Godol Shetiritz, that which the Rambam wrote here in Macholos Asuras, v'chein b'sar chaya koil el. Okay, take a look. I take a look at source 20, which is our Rambam, and look how you read it. Okay, we have the way we have it. Halacha Gimel reads, Ein osu in a Torah el b'sar b'hem a Torah blah 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 blah. Okay. He says v'chein b'sar chaya belongs to the previous halacha, where it says ain osmat ala b'sar behema torah etc. V'chein b'sar chaya go at the end of the previous halacha. Period. Then halacha dalim v'of behem chal chaya mechul ain osmat chemat torah. He says that's a creative answer. Okay, that you have to know what this Rav said that, and therefore there's no spirit. Because therefore the Rambam Hilchos Machos is also paskening. That what the Bsar Chaya is also in a Torah, and that's consistent with what he says in Hilchos Mamrim. That depends where you put the paragraph break. Okay, Hachipurusha ain't also in a Torah, etc. But Chaim Bsar Chaya who bechlal din Bsar Behemah is Karis Leil. Okay, all right. And after he says the new din, and he says for Oaf Behemah etc. etc. Okay, but he says Vizeh Derech near a Nochol. The only problem is we don't have that gear. It's a nice suggestion. He says, very creative, and it works, and it answers all the problems, but we don't particularly have that gear. So he mentions, and especially since most people assume that Ram holds Chai as Takol Ibarbonan, that would be a new Shita. First of all, it's funny because he'd be splitting his Psak. He'd be passing like Yosef Glili by Chaya and like a Rekiv by Oaf. All right, that's not impossible to suggest, but you know, it's a little bit difficult. So anyway, the Lecha Mishnah says, "Bliya Tzara Nira." Okay, the La'olam Pasuk Arab Kibekiva the Chayv Olf and the Torah Umasha Kasa Rilchos Mamrim Okay, he has something else. He says that the Rekiva learns out for different things from the word Gedi. Okay, and there's a whole way of darshaning that. Because let's think about it for a moment. If you looked at the word Lo Savashal Gedi, what would you think it excludes? First, what do you think it would exclude first, or most likely to exclude, Oaf or Chaya?
Chaya.
Do you think so? Mm-hmm. I'd say Oaf. Oaf is no.
Oh,
excellent. I'm sorry. Excellent. Right? I mean, because it's not even in a category of Gedi. It's not in the same animal kingdom, or whatever we called it yesterday, right? All those breakdowns of the different animals, right? He says, Mevatai Sha'ov Guru Mechaya. Okay? And we see it from Yosef Galili. Yosef Galili says, Chaya is not being included in the Gedi. It's also the Raisa. And Oaf is Mutter completely, right? So therefore, if it came under the Bekiva, this comes back to that same answer before, but that's why he wanted to go on Baltik and Baltosim. The way, anyway, it's a similar conclusion, but he only meant it Lashum Moshal. All right. What's interesting is on this, the Radvaz, remember I told you the Radvaz is one section of Tshuvas, which is dedicated to answering problems of the Rabbah. The Chelek Hay of the Tshuvas HaRadvaz is called Lushon HaRam. I mentioned it, you know? Yeah. So here, it's Tshuvas HaRadvaz Chelek Hay, which is Lushon HaRam, it's Simon Tess, overall, Elof Shin Pei Bei is 46. So someone asked this question to the Radvaz. How do you explain it? He said, well, in Basu Chaya B'cholav, in the Torah B'Gabonim, the Das HaRambam, so, you know, he knows his theory. He says, "Kvar nishalta zehin, but dakte b'svarim ha b'duyokem b'sefer shuhuga b'sefer shel Rav." Chaim Kozma Hilchot said that he has a different, found a different gears altogether. There are different texts of the Rambam, as you know. Kafach has worked on the Frankel, the back Shinun Nischos, and so on and so forth. So there's something which there's one set, so to speak, or edition of the Rambam, which is referred to as the Sefer Hamuga, Hamem Vav Gimel Muga, which the Rambam himself apparently signed off on. Okay, it's been reprinted now. What's that place? Machon Ofek, which is in Cleveland somewhere. Whatever. So it's called the Sefer HaMuga. Okay, based on the Rambam, the Rambam himself signed it. There are many problems, you know, where the Rambam, I mean, because people tampered with text. You know, the Rambam's presentation of Hazinu. How many rows are there in Hazinu? So the Rambam has what Hazinu looks like. All right, but there's only... the original, so he has 70, which is what we have. But the original, some texts, the Rambam had 67, if I'm mistaken, three less. So it turns out that the Rambam Taka had 67, but somebody said, well, that doesn't match what we have. It must be like this. Right? People tamper with stuff, so you have to be careful. Anyway, Radvaz says he has a little better. Well, better, I think. The Rambam himself signed off on it. I mean, it's
moving on the Rambam, not somebody
else. Yeah, moving on the Rambam. The Rambam himself signed off. Again, is everything academic? I don't have it. It's like a. I bet the Wiley Library has it. I have almost no doubt. It's a big fat thing. A big. It's not. You know. It's. You know, of course, I don't know. $1,000. It's just like a big. You know, it was a big book.
You see it there? How about
the Torah? Yeah, that I have at home. Right. That I have at home. I have the cover. It's available. We have it. Not available. I have it at home. The 24 volumes, which he does through manuscripts. It's true. He looks at manuscripts also. I'll tell you what he says on this in a second. It's not in the sheets because it's not on the database, but I have him copied on home. But this is something else. He had the Tamanim, you know, very, very loyal to the Rambam, and they consider themselves the heir of the Rambam's psak and so on because he wrote them letters. They gave his Taman and other things. And they always defend the Rambam. They follow the Rambam halacha against the Mechaber. I mean, they're Maimonidean. Okay. And so they think they always have the right. But I'm not sure everything in Rav Kapha matches. But anyway, the Radvaz writes over here, he said in another, Badakti b'som ha-meduyokim, v'chach kos v'ilchus marmon, v'yashlul v'ul lomdo, doesn't say bein b'sar chaya, bein b'sar o, but rather it says bein b'sar shor, bein b'sar seh. Different gifts altogether. So then there's no steer. The Rambam doesn't mention chaya at all. Right?
Doesn't that make it worse? Bein b'sar shor, bein b'sar seh.
It's the Raisa. That's what's the right.
But if you say it's the right, then you're overwhelmed.
If you say it's Rabban, if you say it's not
the right,
you're overwhelmed. No, if you say it's not, no, if you say it's not the right, it's Rabban Tigre.
So if you say some Chaya, it's in
Shore, yeah.
Shore, it's,
yeah. And Set? Yeah, Shore and Set.
But that's the Chaya at home, putting Shore and Set.
According to this version, the way he presents it, chai is not mentioned at all. There's no chai at all.
Well, how many words were replacing?
And we have bein b'sar behema, bein b'sar chaya. And his lesson is bein b'sar shor, bein b'sar sev. That's, I think. And then b'sar oaf is different. So, and then he says, if someone will say that oaf is mutter, to make mistakes and something else. So that's his take on it. And therefore, Bahamatikim Tov, that said, people made a mistake. All right, anyway, it's a possibility. The Chassam Sofer, and we'll finish up. Chassam Sofer and Turim and Tshuva is two different places. One in the Tshuva, Chelek Yerdei Simen Ayin Gimel, quotes the Rambam, all right? And he says, we said before, Nil Zayti, the Hine Yeshchilek Beloshna Kor Ben Chaya Lov, Kimaskon Shas, Deloshna Gidi, Sovel Nami Chaya. Okay, Gedi can include Chaya, but Gedi can't include Ov. Okay, Ov is not a Gedi, and it doesn't have any milk, and so on. So he says, the pashtus of the crow, the pashtus of the pasuk, all right, is that the Chaya is also the Raisa. Lemaisa, we don't pass now, but the Rambam, the way Chaim Sofer is saying it, the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, is going on the pashtus of the pasuk. Right, he's not looking at the, Chaim Sofer is saying like the earlier Achronim that it's not a psak halach lemaisa in Hilchos Mamrim. He's trying to give an example, but he gives an example based on what he calls pashtus the pasuk. Right, I would have said Gedi, yeah, it means animals, and once it means other animals, it means wild animals and non-domesticated animals too. I wouldn't jump to Oaf, but I jumped there. Chaim Sofer also says it on the Sugan Chulin. Okay, Kuf Gemol Beis Das Rambam Daf Gavol Chay Lo Mishum the Chayim Mikri B'Sposar Tvei. Right, it's more likely to be called the Chaya. Because you know we have the concept of Chaya B'Chal Behema. All right, you can look at these. Just to finish up, what's interesting is. Yes, with the so at the end says there's something else also that even though Bein Chaya Ba'of they're not Doraisa, but if a guy will say Chaya is not Doraisa, because why? If a guy's going to say Chaya is not Doraisa because the Gedi can't mean that, that's Baltigra. Just saying we Aloch Lamaisa Chaya is not, Chaya Ba'of is not Doraisa. Okay? But if a guy will say that, yeah, you know why? Because that's not called Gedi. Somebody might be led to say that, all right? And that would be Baltigra because Gedi can include other things that are not just Gedi. That's what some sulfur suggests. What's interesting is that the Sefer Chinuch, which I printed in 49, in Mitzvah Tov Nun Dal, which is on Bal Tosif, okay? Shenimnanu shelo nosi mitosh chasav, no tosh rapeh, and that's what Losa Sevov. What is Tosefes? And that's below Tosef in the singular, like before. Kigon hamorev sharzov b'shebisar of b'chalav osim in haTorah. Okay, b'zeh mosif adar kabbalah shekakim al ferish losim ashvadish b'sar behema v'chaya nesu v'ashvachal avelo b'sar of. Okay, see that he seems to think that b'sar chaya is doraisa. That's the way he presents it in the Rambam. Now, is he too just giving the mashal, or is he passing like that? I don't know, but the Chinuch does say that. Okay, shekain kibalnu shemisar behema bichaya bichal iser. That's the lashon of the chinuch in mitzvah taf nandalad. All right. What he's getting it from the Rambam? Yeah, he's quoting. He says cause of Rambam though. So I can't prove that he holds. He may, the same way we answered with the Rambam. There's just an example. We answered him too. Right. I mean, we don't know. But that's what he holds. Minchas chinuch. Discuss this a little bit. And that's what he says. He says that also says just following this song of the Rambam, not as it holds that way. But what's interesting is that earlier the Sefer Chinuch in the mitzvah of Bos B'Cholov, that's in Kisisa 51 Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, he says there specifically doesn't apply to Chaya Lo B'Chaya. So you could say the Chinuch also in Hilchos Bal Tosef just gives the example. He's following the Rambam.
Does anybody want to try to maybe actually steer in the Rambam? Say the
middle of
the Rambam
hold
the
Chayas Deraisa
and
change
the other Rambam.
The closest, no. Well, the closest that I found, again, unless you hold that's what the Chinuch is saying, whatever, it doesn't seem to be based on what he says earlier. Okay. I didn't find him who said that, but the closest I found, Rav Kafach himself, says close to that. He said the Rambam did hold that way and change his mind. It was Rav Chavach said that maybe the Rambam, maybe it suggests maybe the Rambam was chosen. He had a steer, okay. He was chosen. He was chosen in the Mishnah Torah from what he originally held that the Chaya is the Raisa. And he changed his mind to say it's only the Rabbanan, but we left it in there because that's an example. And it was just an example, so as an example, you can leave it alone. He didn't change it over there. He changed it in Machas Asuras. He didn't change it in his mom because the example works. That's what he suggests. Why would he think that way, by the way? Okay. That kind of an interesting suggestion. I'm not saying it's correct. He just makes that suggestion that the Rambam simply chose him. It's not the first time or the last time the Rambam changed it. Although within Mishnah Torah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine from the Parish of Mishnayos to the Mishnah Torah. But okay. The things the Rambam says in the Parish of Mishnayos, which doesn't bring down the halacha in the Mishnah Torah.
Even in the Parish of Mishnayos, you find sometimes if you look at the footnotes of the Kabbalah and say, oh, this man never had it the opposite.
Right, the other way, yes. Yeah.
Second,
so change minds.
When he changes his mind, he changes.
Usually fix it. So here, Rav Kaufman proposes they didn't change it because it was just a muscle to begin with.
Yeah.
And he brings an interesting thought as to why he might have come up, to think of it. He said because after all, how could the Rambam even have thought that in the first place? When self calls self, halachah kavakim mechaber, it's halachah kavakim yosag gluni. Right, unless the Rambam also believes that phantom sheet, that other sheet, that but we don't have evidence that Rambam, we see the Rambam seem to ignore that completely, and that's the Mashal and the Bach. But Rav Kaufman doesn't say that. Rav Kaufman says the following, based on that same story in Source 7, that when, Levi went to the place of this Yosef Rishba, this bird trapper, the bird hunter, Yosef Rishba, they fed him peacock and milk. They didn't say anything. He didn't eat it, but he didn't say anything. And the Rebbe said, why didn't he say anything? He said, well, let's look at his words. 7. He says, Amai lo teshmatinu, Amalei asrei de Behuda ben Beserahu. This was the town of Behuda ben Beserahu. I thought, Dorish lo kabiyo sagalili, damar yotza of she'en ocholamein. I felt he probably passes like kabiyo sagalili. So it says of Kafka, so wait a second. So now it's not a machlokas of Yakiva Mechaveiro anymore. Rehudim and Misera, according to this Gemara, is also agreeing with Yosef Glili. So now it's Yakiva against Rehudim and Misera and Yosef Glili. So that's what prompted Aram to say, okay, well, that's how we're going to paskin. We're going to paskin that Chaya is also the Raisa, maybe Ophs Mutter completely. Right? Hachim Akiva. And here it's two different people. Because otherwise, you think about it, I glossed over it on purpose when we read it. But what do you mean it's the town of Rehuda ben Beserah? It's not a Rehuda. Rehuda said Glili's town. He was a Mardasus. They followed him. But the Levi felt, well, maybe Rehuda ben Beserah passed him, in which case we now have another Tana. It's disagreeing, right? So that suggests a conflict. Maybe the Rambam thought it first. What changed his mind? But change his mind, maybe the preponderance of evidence that Basar Cholov is only, Ofer Cholov is only the Rabbanan, and the fact perhaps that he didn't, Levi wasn't sure. Levi says, maybe Yehuda Masera also, he didn't say it definitively. So at the end, the Rambam changed his mind. That's that is a possible suggestion. It's interesting, on this will finish. In 52, in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Over Aveir Shechav Alamach Natari is a possible in a Torah. Right, if you violate something, that you get malchus, you're posel eidus. Okay, tell you the truth, whatever. If it's only us and Rabbanan, then you're posel Rabbanan. Ketzad, achol b'sar behema b'cholo. Okay, o shachol nevelus u'shkatz mikitzven bein l'teyavon bein l'hachis, o shachil yontav rishon, o shalom shatnez shushua tavenuz. It's interwoven and so on. Hareze apostle Eidus min HaTorah. Those examples the Rambam gives, including Achol Besar Behema B'Cholo. Then your posel is Naraisa. Then he says, Avlim Osar Achol Besar Of B'Cholo. Okay, chicken and milk. O Shechil Yom Tov Shein Shil Golias. Okay. O Shalovash Beged Semar Sha'ava B'Chut Shil Pishtan. Not interwoven. This was all Darbonan. Then you're only posel Darbonan. Okay. So notice that the Rambam says only, what's the example of violating someone's Asar Darbonan? What's one of the examples? Achol Besar Of B'Cholo. He doesn't say Chaya there. course, it doesn't say chai in the first part either. He's talking about an example of the rice. He says, oh, basar behem. Which way do I make the diuk? Up to you. Okay, I mean, is this a raya a little bit, you know, that the Rama first thought? Again, Rav Kavra refers to this Rama of Zedus and you know, says that, you know, maybe he was going through, he was trying to weigh which way to conclude. But anyway, that resolves the steer, or at least lets us deal with the steer within the Rama of Sarchai. Okay, we'll stop over here. And there's a Shem tomorrow, and you have the next slide. Tomorrow we'll start the question of the fish with milchigs. That issue, which is also not an Ashkenazi problem.